Today's storm system in the Midwest will likely be shifting into the eastern portions of the region as we go through the day today. This will be primarily areas east of the Mississippi River and including a large part of the U.S. Delta as well. The precipitation overnight last night was most significant across areas from Nebraska, southern South Dakota, and Kansas, across over to Wisconsin and parts of Michigan and Illinois. Rain totals were often in the quarter to three-quarter inch range, although we did see some totals that got upwards to an inch and a quarter in the area from Nebraska into southwestern Minnesota. Just to the northwest of this was a band of snow. In fact, it was rather significant snow in an area coming out of southeastern South Dakota into west central and some southwestern portions of Minnesota. 4 to 10 inches of snow fell across some of this region, and it was a very narrow band, but it was impressive where it did occur. The temperatures yesterday afternoon across a fair amount of the Midwest was still warm in the east, but cool in the west. The majority of the afternoon temperatures running in the 30s and 40s across the northwesternmost parts of the region, and it looks like the areas off to the southeast were a bit warmer, reaching upwards into the range of some 50 and 60 degree readings. So we will expect to see the temperatures trend cooler over the next 24 hours, with the eastern portions of the Midwest likely to experience temperatures that will come down into the 40s and 50s after being in the 60s here in the last couple of days. But that is to be expected. 40 and 50 degree highs are normal for this time of the year. The cool weather will likely conserve our moisture that we're getting out there right now and that which has fallen in the past, and it could set the stage for further delays in field work until we can manage to get the ground to firm up in a better manner. Now, the biggest change in the forecast today across the Midwest is a less significant storm system for next week. In fact, one of the model runs we look at regularly took away all of the precipitation for next week, and I think that may be the right solution. There's going to be a cold surface high pressure center that will settle into the Midwest late in this weekend and more likely next week. And that should clear out the majority of the Midwest and drop those temperatures down to actually a little bit colder than usual range for a few days. That the cold, dry air should likely leave us without an opportunity for significant precipitation during the middle to latter part of next week, unlike previous days this week in the forecast. Now, that cold air will likely abate from the region as we move on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, and that raises the potential for overrunning warm, moist air into the cold air mass, the perfect scenario for making it rain again. So watch closely for the period from the 15th through the 18th for a larger storm system to begin impacting a part of the Midwest, and could also have influence on parts of the Delta as well as the U.S. Great Plains. The temperature bias will, though, definitely be trending cooler for the near-term part of the forecast, but we'll expect to see the temperatures rebound again as we move forward into that next storm system. So the latter part of next week will probably turn just a bit warmer. Outside of the states, just a quick comment, it still looks stormy in Argentina for the next couple of days. And in the south, a cool front will work its way from south to north, and by the time we get into late this weekend, we'll likely see an upper-level low-pressure system come along that will enhance rainfall, making very heavy rainfall Saturday and Sunday across central and northern parts of the country. So Argentina is going to be faced with some continuous issues with limited field work until we get into next week when it looks like it'll be drier. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.